The information included in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Nothing discussed here is intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, and never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Victoria Porter. I am a licensed clinical social worker, and you're listening to the Healthy Hot Springs podcast. Health is our most important asset, and on this show, I sit down with local health professionals to discuss opportunities and strategies to help you stay healthy, Hot Springs. Today in the studio, I have Dr. Kite. He's a chiropractor at Lake Hamilton Family and Sports Chiropractor here in Hot Springs, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, Dr. Kite, I'll let you kind of introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
I am Tyler Kite. I've been in Hot Springs for most of my life, left to go to grad school in Dallas for chiropractic school. And upon returning, came back, opened a practice, and have been here basically treating musculoskeletal issues with chiropractic care. We treat kids, athletes, geriatric age patients, and some people just get it for stress relief too.
Oh, interesting. Uh-huh. Well, you know, I'm very into this kind of holistic idea of health. And I think that that's kind of where you're coming from too, uh-huh. This kind of entire whole body experience.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. So tell me a little bit about whenever we think about the person coming, thinking about coming to see a chiropractor. Let's perhaps relieve some of their anxiety and answer some of their questions. What's a basic beginning?
So oftentimes people come in for pain for the most part. And when they come in, we do an initial intake like you would with any of your primary care. Evaluate by doing an exam, and then if necessary, we do x-rays and go from there. And we justify if it's something we can help them with, or we have a big referral network too. So maybe we need to send them to, may it be physical therapy, maybe it's the neurosurgeon, something like that. If it's something we can, that's in our wheelhouse, we can work with, then we set them up on a care plan, and we treat them maybe once or twice a week, three times a week, until they improve. And then from there, we also incorporate exercises to help them do that at home as well.
Mm-hmm. So what's describe to me like your perfect patient who would benefit from chiropractic services?
There's not too many that wouldn't benefit. We even see post-surgical patients as well. Now, spinal fusions, neck or low back. Now, obviously, it's a case-by-case basis, but a lot of athletes, we do see quite a few athletes, people who run on the weekends or weekend warriors, that type of stuff as well.
Well, you said this idea of the I'm not even going to say that.
Musculoskeletal.
Uh-huh. See, I can't even. Foreign language for me. So explain that to our listeners.
So basically muscles and then what's attached to muscle and bone. So also that includes the nerve. So you've heard of sciatica. A lot of people have heard sciatica.
Right, right.
So if there's impingement of that nerve, which is to the spinal cord is the second largest nerve in the body, it could be a muscle issue that's causing that, or it could be a bone issue that's causing that as well. So with a misalignment in a hip, the hip or the low back, putting pressure on a nerve or nerve root, that's going to give you that type of a symptom. Or pain down the legs is another symptom as well.
And you would be able to alleviate that pain by how?
Well, we would do an adjustment. So we have several ways to adjust to. We have low pressure adjustments. And then also we can do it by hand, or where we put someone in a position, kind of like stretching in a way, and apply a light force to get the bone to move in a certain direction.
Whenever you think about pain, because I know as I get older, right, you're young, so.
Sometimes I don't feel that way.
Right, and it does, if we think about our bodies, like what we put them through, mm-hmm. right? And, you know.
You would be surprised. Somebody wakes up in the morning and they just don't know what they did, but they wake up and they have pain in the morning, so they slept wrong maybe. Or maybe it was an issue that slowly has brought itself to a head to where they acknowledge it enough to do something about it.
So it's not necessarily a specific injury.
Correct.
Okay. Uh-huh. How does that, can they just call you first? Or are they seeing a doctor? Like, how does that work?
We don't need a referral.
Okay.
We do offer consultations, so we'll schedule those throughout the week. So if someone comes in, they're unsure if it's an issue we can help them with, then we do a consultation, check them out. They do have to do intake paperwork. And if it's something we can help them with, then we go through the process and let them know what we're going to do and then go from there. If not, then we, like I said, we have a referral network we send them out to.
Can help them find the right person.
Absolutely.
For what's going on.
Yeah, we don't want to leave them hanging for sure.
Yeah. Because, you know, pain is one of our, I'm sure you know that more than anybody.
Specifically low back pain, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the number one or number two reason that people miss work throughout the week.
What is that related to? Is that from like sitting in an office chair all day?
It could be that. It could be repetition over time. If someone's working in an environment where they're doing the same thing over and over, believe it or not, a lot of athletes there, because they're a good athlete, they have the same movement pattern over and over and over. And you have to be a little bit more careful with an athlete, because if you change too much, they may not swing a club as well. They may not pitch as well. That type of stuff too.
So that's why it's important to go to a professional.
Correct.
Right.
No TikTok videos.
Right. And I think that, speaking of that, whenever you see, you know, there's this kind of idea of, oh, there are things that you can do on your own.
And some of that will alleviate. Some of it does. But you just got to be careful what path you decide to take on that.
Right, because some things could obviously be incredibly detrimental to your health, yes.
We have seen a couple things because of TikTok.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Coming to see a professional about anything related to pain is probably the best.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So you were talking about, you know, the different types, whenever you, for me, I think of like the spinal cord. Is that, so can someone come to see you for, you know, elbow or knee or something?
Absolutely.
Like that?
Okay. Absolutely. And if, again, if it's something that's not in our wheelhouse, we refer out. But if it's something we can handle, it doesn't always mean it's an adjustment to, a chiropractic adjustment to fix that. We do a lot of soft tissue work and rehab type stuff too.
So is that similar to like massage type?
I would say actually kind of similar to, what you may get at like a physiotherapist office or physical therapy office. But it's a little bit different as well.
Okay. Well, I'm coming from a person who knows nothing about this.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hopefully I'm asking some questions that,
absolutely,
that our listeners might find helpful. Whenever we think about that person who's kind of on the fence about coming or not, is obviously pain would be a catalyst.
That's 90% of the time that's what most people come in for. But then once they realize how good they can feel, then they come back for what we call maintenance care.
Okay.
And it's kind of, you know, I'm getting a little sore, stiff, or, you know, I can just tell them out. That's what we hear a lot, too. You get adjusted, they feel better, and they may go on for a month, 2 months, 3 months, yeah.
I know I had a friend who was having migraines,
mm-hmm.
and her doctor actually referred her out to chiropractor. Mm-hmm. So speak to that a little bit. It could be lots of things, right? I think her issue ended up being she was sleeping strangely, like her head was at a strange angle.
Yeah, so often it comes from the upper part of the neck, or the what they call the suboccipital triangle. There's two groups, or there's a group of muscles on each side of the base of the skull. So if the C1, C2 area, and also what they call the occiput, or the base of the skull, is not seated right, it stretches those muscles.
Okay.
So when those muscles get irritated, there's a nerve, artery, and vein that runs up called the occipital nerve, artery, and vein. puts pressure on that, and that's when you get your occipital type headaches or tension headaches, temporal headaches, that type of stuff.
And you can tell that those are different because of the location, like that they're muscular related?
By checking by hand palpation, and then also x-ray as well.
And I'm sure it's someone who's in any kind of pain is willing to do whatever, right, to kind of alleviate that.
Absolutely.
And I know there's a huge move away from, I don't want to say incorrectly, you know, but less pain medicine. Maybe, am I saying that right? More to like a holistic.
I think we're seeing that, and I think we're seeing more people that are looking for other options because maybe they've done something for a certain period of time to where they're realizing this is not knocking it out. Let's just see if there's other options out there.
Because I think sometimes we look at so for me, like whenever I work in mental health, there's obviously instances where medication is a great help.
Absolutely.
But sometimes we need to look at the root cause of what's causing the problem. And I would assume that that's the same for you. If you can figure out what the root cause of what's causing the pain, perhaps you won't need the medication anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a time and place for medication. I mean, I'm not saying that at all. And that makes world of difference, especially when you're looking at mental health like you're talking about.
Yeah. And really with anything, you know, I don't mean to de-emphasize the importance of that for sure, because we use it in mental health to wonderful outcomes. But yeah, I think if you think about it in terms of like putting a Band-Aid, you know, on the sore, we really got to look at what's going on,
right,
you know, at a deeper level. I know that you tell me about this kind of idea of just being healthy in general. And you said that you kind of offer other, it's not just about adjustments, right?
Correct.
That there's homework and things that you can do to help.
Correct. So we kind of do a three-part take. We look at adjusting the structure by hand or instrument, and then we stretch or lengthen the muscles that may have been pulling that out to begin with. And from there, we want to go in and we want to strengthen that area. So if say your hips are coming out, or per se, they're out of alignment, we would put them back into place, we would stretch them so they would hold, give you some sort of exercises to tighten up the musculature in that area to get rid of the possibility of it coming back out later.
Because you've been perhaps walking.
Could be that. People who drive a lot too. You'd be surprised how many people that are driving, you know, 2 or 3 hours a day, and they're constantly in a certain position with their legs or feet, and that tends to, over time, shorten a hamstring, pulls back on one of the pelvises, and then causes a little bit of sciatica.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So it's this idea of strengthening the muscle around it to keep it
to stabilize
in the correct position.
And hold.
Okay. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Yes. Is there anything that you can expand on that in terms of services that perhaps I'm not aware of? Well, most of them I'm not aware of, but you know.
So we have other modalities. So like muscle stim, interferential. We do traction.
So you know you're going to have to that's all great to me. So what are those?
So muscle stim would be something we would put on a muscle maybe that's in spasm or it's causing pain because of the spasm to get the spasm to release, okay? Interferential is another one that way. It's just a different frequency as far as how it relaxes the muscle.
Gotcha.
Traction, basically the word, just like the word says, it's opening up the disc space that we're trying to work on. So maybe it's low back traction. We're opening up that low back or the neck as well. And it stretches the individual.
So the pain it comes from?
If we're talking about spinal, it could be a disc. It could be musculature that's pulling off on a nerve. Or it could be part of the bone. So in the neck, mid-back, and low-back, you have what's called facets. So the facets is kind of like the joint in the spine to where you move. So if you bend forward, they slide forward. If you go back, they slide back. Rotation, they would go left and right. So as you can imagine, as with any joint, it has a capsule too. So if you get that joint irritated, that capsule swells up, like your knee would swell up and cause pain and restricted movement, same thing would happen in your neck. I would venture to say majority of people, when they say they have a disc issue or slip disc, you've heard all the different terminology, it's probably more of a facet issue that's putting pressure on the nerve root causing the pain, which is usually easier to get alleviated and improvement quicker.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hadassar.com and clicking subscribe.
It's fascinating to think about our bodies, right? How we can so easily, and if you just think about the things that we do, like you said, repetitively every day.
I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know, in my work, I sit in a chair. Mm-hmm. So I know that core would have to be
absolutely
one of the things, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't remember specific on the article. I think around 24 to 25, 26 years of age, we lose coronal plane of motion. So we're not playing sports like we were.
Right.
So left to right motion, you lose that. Yeah. When you lose that, you lose a lot of the transverse abdominis, but also a lot of the muscles around the glutes or the pelvis. So that's whenever you start to see more people having issues around that time frame too. So if I could say the number one thing you can do, in all honesty, is just be active. I mean, you hear it time and time again,
right.
work out, or, play a men's league or women's league softball. Do something where you're active. I think that's the secret to longevity is to stay active.
So it's not necessarily that you have to go to a gym and work out.
Correct.
You could walk.
Uh-huh.
I feel, okay.
And as you would say, too, I would assume that would be good for your mental health.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And
yeah.
Whenever we think about this mind-body connection,
mm-hmm.
Talk about that a lot. Like, if I could write a prescription, it's to get outside.
Get some sunlight and some activity.
But I think the issue that a lot of people have is if I'm in pain,
mm-hmm.
it's really hard for me to get outside and be mobile, even
mm-hmm.
to go for a walk in a park. So
right.
is that... Which comes first, right? Are you going to go walk first, or do you perhaps you need to go and address the pain first?
Well, obviously, if pain you want to address to make sure it's not something you're going to aggravate or make
okay.
it worse, and then it would obviously be more comfortable to work out if you're or to be more active if you didn't have the pain.
Right.
So that's where we would come into play, get you fixed up and feeling better.
Are there any particular sports that you see more often?
Believe it or not, I would say tennis is
okay.
probably one. You wouldn't think so, but tennis tends to be pretty rough on the individual. We see a lot of football, baseball, basketball. Basketball would probably be, I would say, a close second, and then we'd fall into football. But you would think football, but
right.
yes. I mean, would it be more contact? But, yeah, I would say tennis than basketball.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's because it's such a quick start and stop motion. That is just it's wear on the body.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that
and I guess you could throw racquetball in there or pickleball, those two.
And I wonder too if it's not, because whenever I think of like basketball, and I may be completely crazy to say this, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like that those are things that you kind of through the week you're probably doing, but perhaps with tennis, maybe you
mm-hmm.
haven't really done that at all during
Correct.
The week, and
yeah.
then you come on the weekend and you're going to go play tennis, and you have all of that stop and start motion
uh-huh.
that's really hard.
I would totally agree to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. So perhaps if you are doing one of these more likely to have injury activities, that what a good warm-up period or like what's
warm-up stretch, like you've been told since you were probably in grade school. A lot of people warm up as far as they'll do like maybe a little quarter mile laps, that type of stuff. But also is to never stop what you've been doing, because as anyone would know, if they whether it's a workout or a sport, when they stop that for that activity for a certain amount of time and they get back into it, it's difficult every time.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but I think that, again, it comes back to that idea of just a little every day makes
uh-huh.
a huge impact. You don't have
Absolutely.
To go work out at the gym for an hour.
Just like the walking, like you were talking about, good
yeah.
for the mind and body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That idea of this holistic mind-body connection. Do you see that much in your office?
We have had a handful of referrals from therapists, and it seems to be more for stress, anxiety, that type of stuff, not so much for pain. Now, not that we're handling the mental aspect, but I think we're alleviating some physical stress to kind of help the individual cope with the therapist better. Kind of a two-part thing. I definitely would not say we're the ones taking care of the patient on the mental aspect. The therapist is definitely taking care of that.
But they refer, and
it helps. I mean, you can kind of see an attitude change over the course. Yeah.
Mind-body connection for sure. And I think...
of course, I wouldn't be in a good mood if I hurt all the time either.
Right, and that's what I was just going to say. I mean, if you're in pain all the time, that can be incredibly depressing.
Uh-huh.
And if you think about getting older and you're not able to do things.
Mm-hmm. Can't pick your grandchild up. Can't go, you know, hang out outside and watch your grandchild.
Or do the physical activities that you used to. So a lot of it's about modifying what, right? Maybe we can't go play basketball and football and things like you said, but... join the is softball I'm not a softball player, so is it
I'm
is
not
it,
either but okay. I mean we see quite a few that play the men's league and women's league. I think that's a great thing, but yeah. I mean
maybe the pitcher or the catcher who has to be on the I can see that some positions might be more difficult as you get older, create more pain. I'm thinking about my joints in general, But so just staying active. But as far as coming to see you, no anxiety needed for this, right? I think in terms of, you know, whenever we think about someone who's contemplating going, they might have a lot of anxiety about coming.
So I will clear this. It's comical now. I had a family member came in. We worked on them. First question out of their mouth, they said, "Do I have to get undressed?" And we had a good laugh about that, but no, you do not have to get undressed or anything like that. I'm not sure where that came in at, but no, I mean it's very painless. I mean there's not a lot to it. We don't go in. We're not aggressive with care. Initially, we try to make sure the person's comfortable all the way through and accommodating. I mean, it's not like you're going in for a surgical procedure or anything like that. It's very non-invasive.
So whenever you're only going to, have physical contact with the area, which they might be having
absolutely
issues with.
Absolutely.
If someone has some concerns about physical contact, because someone could be in a lot of pain, because I know having taken yoga classes and stuff before, like they'll always ask, right, is it okay if I touch you? And so those types of issues you deal with.
Absolutely. Walk the patient through that process. And then back to the pain, if you, like you were saying, if they're hurting too much, there is a handful of times we'll have the patient, we may do like muscle stim or something to kind of help alleviate the muscle pain. Have them ice, go home, say, hey, you know, come back later on that afternoon or maybe the following day, something along those lines, just so we can get everything calmed down to where they can relax so we can actually get that segment to move.
Might be too painful at the first visit.
Correct. And there's been a handful of times, too, we've sent them to their primary care or neurosurgeon for a consult to see if we can get some kind of corticosteroid injection to kind of get inflammation down. Give it a day or two. They come in. That inflammation's down. They're still hurting, don't get me wrong, but it's nothing like it was that first time. I had a patient that picked up an engine block by themselves. Oh. And came in, expected me to fix them. I was like, listen, we're going to have to get this to calm down. Had to give them a day or so. Came in, they were able to work on them. 50% better after first adjustment, yeah.
So just don't pick up an engine block.
Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. I'm impressed if anyone can do that anyway.
let's not try to impress, because just no, yeah. All right, so again, back to this idea of some anxiety about the first visit. What about payment? Do you accept insurance? How does that work?
We do. Like I said, we don't need a referral. Private insurance, Medicare, your HSAs, all that is covered. Mm-hmm. And we always check that prior to treatment. So, there's no hidden questions about anything. They know up front.
But you can also private pay.
Absolutely.
As well.
We do time of service, yes.
Yeah. Typical visit lasts how long?
First visit, you may be looking at maybe close to an hour because, you have the paperwork, that type of stuff. After that, 10 to 15 minutes max.
And frequency of coming
that
in?
Depends on the severity of the condition. And we kind of, as they improve, we start to drop down care.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the goal is that they won't need care.
Absolutely. Yeah. But there again, like I said, people do realize how good it feels. And periodically, maybe like I said, once a month, every couple months, 3 months, they'll just come in for what we call maintenance care. They come in, we just adjust them, may do a little bit of muscle work, not so much therapies, send them on their way to go have fun that weekend.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I can see just just like you would go to your doctor for maintenance about some things. You mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, like blood work every 3 months or something. Yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Again, it's kind of that preventive. At that point, it's kind of some preventive care, right? Uh-huh. We're going to keep it in line so that the pain doesn't come back.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that. Anything else you can think of that the first that you've had issues with someone might be worried about on that first visit?
Not that I can think of. We always have a smiling face at the front and throughout the office, and we're as accommodating as possible. We're easy going. So
someone could just call you and ask
Absolutely.
You some questions.
Well, they necessarily, or not necessarily, will they be able to talk to me if they call.
Oh, right, yeah.
But they could call to set up a consultation. We don't charge for a consultation. We leave some time there for them to come in. They can do a consultation with us. And if we can help them, we can help them. If not, we'll find them some care somewhere else. Yeah.
And basic questions,
sure.
They could call and your staff there will
absolutely,
be able to
yes.
answer those.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So tell me where you're located and some information. Are you on social media, things like that?
We are on Facebook, and we're located off 1880 Airport Road, Suite B. It's close to Lost Creek Grill, if you're familiar with that,
right.
out that
yeah.
direction towards Lake Hamilton School.
Yep. There's a Walmart market out there close, I believe.
And, yes, yeah. ma'am, right before that. And then we are on Facebook, Lake Hamilton Family and Sports Chiropractic, and we post some good memes on there, too, that are pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
Because we know that's good medicine, too, right?
Absolutely. We all need that. I love that you touched on the idea, like the TikTok stuff. And so what is your word of advice for someone who, A, may be apprehensive that, you know, I've seen this crazy stuff happen on uh-huh. social media. I don't want that to happen to me.
Right.
And B, let's just not do some of those things, right? So what's just kind of your general rule of thumb for that?
If it's on social media and you're seeing some stuff that looks pretty questionable, it probably wasn't taught in school. I mean, it's a pretty good synopsis of that. If you're having issues, I would just recommend, if you don't have a chiropractor, go to your primary care, ask them what's going on and see if, I mean, that's always a good starting place. Tell them what's going on. Say, hey, you know, do you think this could be beneficial with chiropractic care? I'm sure they'll say yes. If it's an issue we can handle, and then go from there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
and then you can always call office and do a consult too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Both of those are great. You know, if you have questions, just call uh-huh. and ask. There's no such thing as a stupid question when it comes
Correct.
To your health.
Absolutely.
Right? You really have to advocate for yourself.
Uh-huh.
And definitely with your physician as well. Be like, you know, this perhaps the I want to add something to the pain management that we're doing here. Uh-huh. Is this a good option?
Right.
Right. Just advocate for your own health.
Uh-huh.
We know what's going on with our bodies, don't you think?
More than anyone. And that's why I always ask whenever someone comes in, whether it was I saw them 2 days ago or I saw them a month ago, hey, is there something that you've noticed that's been different that, you know, you think we need to address or we need to change? Because you live with yourself, so you know what's going on 24/7, or you should have a good idea. Yeah.
I know for me in mental health, it's about asking the right questions, I think, which uh-huh. is, I'm sure, the same for you, right? It's
right.
It's that. You just need that input from someone that's like, okay, this leads to this, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then, like you were saying earlier, some people think it may be a silly question, but that question actually leads into something that gives some insight for treatment.
Well, and mm-hmm. I think that that's a great point, because I think we think we're the only ones sometimes going through what we're going through.
I totally understand that, yes.
And once they call the office, and they're like normalizing that, right, to say, of course, we've seen this many times. We uh-huh. can help you, which is it's what we're here for, right?
And you see the patient get so much relief, too, whenever you
yes.
see that, yeah.
Yeah, so as we always say, you're not alone in what you're going through. You may think that no one else has gone through this before, but I'm sure you've seen some things that surprise you
uh-huh.
in your work too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's nothing that you can't that's probably not been heard of yet, right?
Right.
I mean, I think we think that, because I know in my work, people are coming in and say, I really think I'm going crazy. And they really think they are. And I've heard it hundreds of times. Everything that they're going through, it's like just the normalizing of that, right? Which is exactly what you're doing. Like, we can help you with your pain. You don't have to suffer.
Right.
Yeah. You don't have to deal with this on your own.
Which makes all the world a difference.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we do what we do. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Cott, thank you so much for being in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. He's the chiropractor at Lake Hamilton Family and Sports Chiropractor. And I'll let you give the address and perhaps all of the, you have lots of ways that people can be in touch, right? So
yes,
I'll let you share all of that with our listeners.
Our address is 1880 Airport Road, Suite B, Hot Springs, Arkansas, 71913. And then our website is lhfsc.com. And then you can find us on Facebook at Lake Hamilton Family and Sports Chiropractic as well.
And phone number?
501-762-9648.
Lots of ways to get in touch with Dr. Cott there at Lake Hamilton Family Sports and Chiropractor. And thank you so much for coming in and visiting.
Thank you again.
I appreciate you coming in. Such a wonderful conversation. Again, we're just here, I think all of us are just here to help people.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Hot Springs. Tune in next Friday as we discuss a different topic related to keeping hot springs healthy. Look for new episodes every Friday on hotsr.com/podcast.